Holiday in Honolulu, after a photograph. Billy in a yellow bikini and without the gardenia in her hair, but instead a dark hibiscus, plump as her curls. Next to her, Armstrong in Bermudas and a flat English driver's cap, the famous grin spreading wide as the beach behind them. And Trummy Young, that maroon trombonist from Gibson's Bar, dressed in a hotel robe and swim trunks, flanks her other side. She looks shy, perhaps off the drugs or only lightly dosed, not quite sad as the sun makes a light gleam off their skins. I'd never thought of them here, American jazz greats cavorting on the beach, the big pink hotel looming just off Armstrong's right shoulder, celebrities among the tourists, bringing their brand of music to mix in among the ukulele, steel guitars, and falsetto tenors of the hotels. But Pahinui must have, his singing a short breath behind the beat sometimes, playing that slappy catch-up, tailgating to the rhythm like Satchmo, who showed Holiday how to do the same, all hip to the bluesy hesitation style, a kind of tease. And didn't Gabby sound like Charlie Christian sometimes, strumming that guitar to a hula measure, a half beat off the one, and swinging the pace so the music had that feel of a 5 o'clock jump? I don't know for sure, but musicologists tell me Hawaii was forever a crossroads, seaborne chants from Polynesia circulating up via Tahitian canoe, and bouncing back from Rapa Nui, where only the Moais survive now. And then the missionary hymns crept in, the falsetto yodel of Argentine vaqueros. After that, Mississippi and Louisiana Delta blues, swamp songs from the steamships through the Panama Canal, their deckhands exchanging licks with the local guitar pickers, bottlenecks sliding like spit on Hotel Street. Pretty soon, a Paniolo puts the dull edge of his knife on the open-tuned strings of a dobro, and we get the lap steel. And hapahaole songs of mixed Hawaiian and English, changalang from the Portuguese, kachikachi and son montuno from Puerto Rican cane and pineapple workers. What's original, anyway, indigenous and essentially anything? I'll take Holiday in Honolulu, plucking a red hibiscus from a green hotel bush as she saunters from the lobby across the breezy lanai with the tiki torches aflame and smoking, the scent of ginger flowers from Avapuhi Hotel soap on her skin, cocking her head to one side and pulling back the lush hair, placing the stem and pea-green corolla back behind an unjeweled ear, giving Armstrong and Trummy Young that bluesy wink of hers. As she adjusts the small bell of the bloom so it opens, like a pliant red trumpet in the sweetened airs of Waikiki.